This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your weird collection? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We found from our sources that there's a little survey going out that unique or odd collections that people have had, according to this survey, include one person who had 254 gnomes. Someone else responded with having more than 200 oil lamps. Did you have an oil lamp when you were growing up? I know my mom and dad did.
My grandparents had one.
Yeah, we had one. It was the weirdest
thing. But why are people collecting them? They think they're worth
vintage?
Money?
I don't know. Maybe it's something like that. I'm looking at this going, well, gnomes, they're scary. Aren't gnomes scary? They just look spooky to me.
Well, if you watch South Park, the underwear gnome is very scary. You don't want to get your underwear stolen? Come on now.
Come on. And those oil lamps, they were so weird. I know, growing up, those oil lamps were like in every house. Justin Poston next door to me, be like, hey, turn on the oil
lamp. Was that considered a luxury item?
Yeah, because it would hang in the living room, this one area where you couldn't even take the dog. Everything had to be nice in the living room. And it was like that oil, you know, with the fishing lines would go, some would go straight and some would go on an angle so it looked really cool. And then you had a statue in the middle.
Well, talking about the dogs, this is exactly why we don't have nice things, is because of our dogs.
Because dogs?
There's no way an oil lamp would be happening at our house. But it was probably considered a nice luxury item, and that's why people have it. But I'm looking online here, and these things are not selling for that much money. So if you're hanging on to it, you need to get rid of it.
Yeah, you do. I was thinking, you know, I don't have anything weird. I was talking to my wife, Jess. I go, hey, our sources found this survey. What do you think? And she's like, okay. What did we just go through? We're empty nesters, trying to get rid of stuff in the house, trying to downsize a little bit. She goes, what about that box? You used to display these things. Now they're just in a box. And I go, oh, do not talk about the bar coasters I have. I have about 73 bar coasters from all over. Any bar I went to?
For the bar that you don't have in your basement?
Basically.
What are you doing with them?
My buddy Spike, who used to live in our neighborhood and then moved to Mequonago, he'd be like, hey, I got another one for you, because, you know,
because you thought it was a big deal to take one of those coasters, even though they probably put those coasters out expecting people to take them.
Probably, because they're made of cardboard or that paper backing or whatever. Yeah, so I'd be grabbing them from these different bars. I'd go to Mexico, I'd grab those, put them in my suitcase. Oh, look, I got this one in Mexico. Got this one in Punta Cana. And then, Jess is going,
and who cares?
What are we doing with those? They're in a box. She goes, you know what else you could put in a box? Those license plates that you have in the garage.
Oh my gosh. You mentioning the license plates.
Eric has 100.
A license plate. Didn't you also tell us how you were the one that was taking sand from everywhere too? And you're collecting the sand. So you've got the sand.
The
license plates.
And the bar coasters.
You have the coasters. But again, for what? All stuff that when you die at some point, your kids are going to be like, well, okay, we're going to hang on to this coaster that Dad got from that one bar in Northern Illinois that doesn't exist anymore that none of us have been to, but glad he hung on to this thing.
Look, like him and a million other people, he went to Senior Frogs. Awesome.
You did not. That is so, I can't believe it, man. That's one you got to hang on to.
Whoa.
You got to hang on to that one. Now, I'm not someone that does really much collecting of things. I know a lot of people that do. I like to get rid of stuff. I'll hang on to some sentimental photos and things like that. But I don't like a lot of clutter either.
Yeah, you want to get rid of it.
My husband has in the basement, and he says he's going to sell these at some point. He didn't start the collection. His grandma started it and gave it to him.
Okay, what has he got? This is a weird collection. That's what we're talking about because of the survey that we found.
Do you know what we have in our basement as you're bringing this up? And every year when we go through things, it's like, hey, what's happening with these dolls?
The what?
His grandma, Tootie, who's still around, we love Tootie, Tootie would buy these dolls, these collector dolls. And by dolls, I mean they almost look like they're kind of smaller than a Barbie doll. Oh, okay. But they look like that. There's a Michael Jackson one. Because my husband, you know, loves Michael Jackson.
Grew up in that era, sure.
There's a NSYNC one. There is a Justin Timberlake one. She knew he loves Justin Timberlake, so she got him that doll. There's a Betty Boop doll. There's a Marilyn Monroe doll.
Well, it came from grandma.
All these dolls are collector's items. Because I go by some of these antique stores, and I see these dolls
right.
are in there.
Yes.
And he's gone online, and you could get a couple $100 for some of the dolls, but he hasn't sold them yet. I don't know what we're hanging on to these things for.
And where are they? Just packed away in the basement?
They're in a giant attic. Plastic shopping bag.
They're in a bag?
In the basement. Well, they're still in their packaging.
Oh, okay.
So they're still in the packaging.
They're mint condition.
Like some of them are.
Yeah?
And some of them are these, like, limited edition dolls. Yeah, but, like, what are we, QVC? What am I going to do with these dolls?
I don't know. Can you do Facebook Marketplace? Is that a... No?
Possibly.
You should Google some stuff like, hey,
and then he's, and
collector
then,
dolls.
Oh, and then the other thing
uh-oh,
that we have
more?
That needs to be gone through, boxes upon boxes of baseball cards and other, like, basketball cards. What are we doing with these cards?
Are they all, like, still in the wrapper?
Some
still
of
new?
Them are.
Really? They could be worth something.
Going through all of that stuff, hey. I just think you need to take it to one of those card shops and say, hey, what do you want for this? $5, great.
And if he gets rid of it, and then the card shop goes, oh, we just sold that for 10 grand, you'd be like, oh, I guess we should have taken time to do it.
Well, I know he wants to find the Menendez Brothers card because he has that somewhere when they're in the background of that Knicks player.
The Knicks game. Mm-hmm.
So he has that card, but this is stuff that just doesn't get gone through. And I'm reluctant to, I'm never going to throw away something that's not mine. I don't do that because my mom, many years ago, did throw away my dad's baseball card that I guess.
Oh, he got mad.
Had. I don't know the players, but there were some really important and significant cards in there that would have been worth lots and lots
really?
Of money. But mom didn't know that, so she just threw them out.
Like a Mickey Mantle, Ty Cobb.
All that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
If I could get a hold of my
Ellen,
dad.
Ellen, what are you doing?
If I could get a hold of my dad, he would know.
He would rattle them off.
That there was all kinds of cards in there.
Wow.
These are weird collections,
they're
though.
They're weird collections.
Either do something with it, or we need to get rid of it.
I know what you're saying.
You have opened up Pandora's box, pun intended, because now I'm remembering all this stuff we have in the house that we need to go through. It's time.
414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
What is your weird collection? Troy, you got one for us?
Well, I don't know how weird it is, but it's something that I do collect. I collect neckties.
You have neckties, okay.
How many things are you getting dressed up for that you're wearing neckties?
Well, I'm actually a high school teacher, and prior to COVID, I wore a shirt and necktie to school every day.
All right, Troy. You're a professional.
Now, since COVID, though, do you still wear the necktie to school every day?
Not nearly as often.
Okay.
Well, and this is a gift that's pretty easy to shop for, so I imagine birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, like you probably get so many neckties.
Necktie Troy, so how many do you have? Like maybe just a ballpark figure if you haven't counted them all.
Well, no, I know exactly how many I have.
Oh my God.
Wow, okay.
I have one wall in my closet that is all neckties, and I limit myself every year to keeping enough neckties that I could wear a different necktie every single day for two school years. So I have 400.
What?
400?
Okay, which one's your favorite?
Actually, it was one that was gifted to me from my great uncle. It's a tie that my great uncle wore to my mother's baptism.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh,
that's a good one to hang on to.
What a story that has.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Troy. Yeah. So what's the end game though with the ties?
Well, I'm nearing the fall of my teaching career, so what I do is I take them to school, and when kids need to dress up for an event, I host tie-tying events, and as long as you can tie the tie, you get to take it with you.
That's a great idea, Troy. Okay, I like that, because you're giving back to the kids, you're teaching them something,
sure.
And this is your signature move now. They know this about you, so you have to live up to it.
I agree, yeah.
Wow. Well,
Troy, the future's bright when you see kids dressed up and getting excited about something that's kind of a lost art anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
That's totally true.
And I mean, it's not proper grammar, but when you look good, you feel good, you play good. So you're bringing that to the classroom as well.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, Troy. Well, hey, thanks for being a teacher and sharing that with us. That's pretty awesome.
You're welcome.
And next time you call, you got to say it's Necktie Troy.
It's Necktie Troy.
There it is, Necktie Troy, heading into school.
Awesome, Troy. Man. Have a great day.
Take care. You as well.
And from the text line, 414-432-1099, my mom collected Beanie Babies.
Did you remember when those things were supposed to be worth money?
Yeah. They now have 8 boxes of them to get out of the garage this spring, finally, all sealed and labeled. They could be collected anything old style, but at least it's worth something. That's from Trish.
Okay.
So it could be worth something. You could be making some money.
Here's one from Lori that says, I have a coaster from the Octagon pub in Ireland.
Were you there when you went to Ireland?
It's a bar that U2 owns.
Whoa.
No, I didn't go to the Octagon. So she's got one of those. And then here's another one that said, my grandmother saved Norwegian dolls dressed in Norwegian garb in the attic. Quite frightening.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Those dolls.
Just like we have the dolls in the basement.
Keep them in the bag.
Keep them in the bag. Yeah. I agree until we're ready to sell them.
Yeah.